The following program was produced in Hollywood and transcribed for release at this time. If you like peanuts, you'll like Skippy. From Hollywood, Skippy, America's largest selling peanut butter, presents the finest in comedy, romance, drama, in the Skippy Hollywood Theater. Starring Miss Ginger Rogers in Return to America. And now, here is the director of the Skippy Hollywood Theater, Mr. Les Mitchell.
Thank you, Van Desitel. It's been a real privilege and a pleasure to be associated with Leela Rogers during her presentation of deserving actors for whom she predicts stardom. Now we come to a time of considerable sentiment as well as pride because, although many stories have been told of mothers who worked, planned, and fought for their children, we have a true life story to tell you in our theater. I want our hostess, Leela Rogers, to take over from here. Leela?
Thank you, Les. For weeks now, I've been promising you a big surprise for this program.
Mother!
Please, darling, keep still. Mother's busy. As I was saying, I hope you will enjoy my offering this week.
Mother!
Please, darling, Mother's talking. This little girl I'm about to present to you has had a varied career in theater and motion pictures. She's the world's greatest dancer, the world's finest dramatic star, the world's greatest comedian, an Academy Award winner. You saw her in her incomparable work.
Please, friends, that's just mother talk. Pay no attention. This is Ginger Rogers, and I'm happy to be here to honor my mother.
And we're thrilled to welcome you, Miss Rogers. We'll hear more from those delightful Rogers girls, Ginger and Leela, after the play. Now, here's Van Desitel.
Friends, Skippy is America's largest selling peanut butter, and
Pardon me for interrupting, Professor Van Desitel, but I have a problem.
Yes, my good man, and what is your problem?
Well, it's this way. My wife prefers another...
Another?
Another style of Skippy peanut butter from the one I prefer, that is. You see, my wife is in love with creamy-style peanut butter and the blue label. I, on the other hand, am fantastically fond of chunk-style Skippy. Not only does chunk style have a ravishing red label, not only is it triple milled to a buttery smoothness like creamy style, but it has crunchy little nuggets of penis generously distributed throughout. So sometimes we get into such terrible arguments, we don't have any plates left to eat either style off of.
My good man, the solution to your problem is ridiculously simple.
Hmm?
Go to this man, your grocer. Tell him you want a jar of creamy style, Skippy, and a jar of chunk style, too. Then you and your wife will both be ecstatically happy.
Oh, Professor, how can I ever thank you?
Well, you might let me finish this commercial. Friends, if you like peanuts, you'll like Skippy.
Is that all?
That's all.
And now here's our hostess, Leela Rogers.
Well, Ginger introduced herself, so I guess we'd better get on with the story.
I think that's a good idea, Mother.
Just a moment. Not so fast, you two. I would have words with both of you after the final curtain.
I'd be glad to, Les.
We'll be Johnny on the spot.
Ginger and Leela Rogers will be back after the play. And now, curtain going up, places everyone, curtain. The curtain is up, and here's the play. The Skippy Hollywood Theater presents Return to America, starring Miss Ginger Rogers.
Hello? Hello? Is anyone there? Hello? Is there... Oh!
You're in an awful big hurry, ain't you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, no, I thought maybe no one was here.
You saw the lights was on, didn't you?
Yes, but when I blew the horn, nobody came, so...
What do you want?
Some gasoline, please, and do you serve here? That is, can I eat something while I'm waiting?
You can't get nothing here except in soup, sandwiches, and coffee. When my wife was with me, you might have got a meal. She's been dead 2 years now, so there's only me.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Well, I think I'd like a nice bowl of hot soup, a ham sandwich, and some coffee, please.
You ain't an American, are you?
Well, I was not born here.
Been here long?
Oh, not long.
You talk pretty good.
Oh, my parents spoke English. I was educated in England and over here, too. But now I am going to be a citizen. I have my first papers.
What'd you come here for?
What for? Why? Why, because it's such a wonderful country.
Yeah, parts of it, maybe.
Oh, no, no, all of it.
Not here. It's just flat and empty. And the people, well, when my wife died, didn't none of them even come to her funeral. Here's your soup.
Yes, there was a big black cloud behind me. I watched it in my windshield mirror all afternoon.
Well, maybe you better get going before it hits.
Well, I'm going all the way, so it would catch up with me sooner or later.
Yeah, I come from the East, Ohio. Oh. Mrs. Miller and me come out here 17 years ago. We was going to have a farm. All we ever got was this piddling little gas station. We always wanted to go back, but never got to. If I could sell this place, I'd go back. I want to die in Ohio.
Oh, now, now. You should not be speaking of death.
Why not? I got a bad heart. There ain't going to be another spring for me. Nothing to look forward to but dying.
My father was old when he died, but he was always looking forward to a new life.
Did he die over there?
Yes. Every year he planned for us to come back to the United States. Something would always delay us, and while we waited back there, they came. They killed him.
That's too bad. I'd like to die in Ohio, but I won't get to. Here's your sandwich.
Thank you.
How much gas you want?
Oh, you better fill it up, if you please.
Yes, I'll get it in the tank before the rain hits us. Oh, I didn't hear you drive up, mister.
I what?
What do you want?
Something to eat.
You got any money?
Sure, my pocket's just spilling over with it.
Yeah? Well, you get no handout here.
Not even if I was hungry, huh?
No. Now get out.
Wait. Wait, take this sandwich. I'll get another one.
Don't be foolish, miss. His kind don't appreciate nothing.
You get behind that counter.
I'll get when I'm good and ready.
You get behind that counter now, this bulge in my pocket is a gun.
Please, you mustn't. He's an old man.
Shut up.
I told you what to expect. Don't waste your breath.
Go on, move, you.
I'm old. I can't move any faster.
Open that cash register and hand over the treasury. No, I'll take that sandwich.
He'll take it, but please don't take his money.
It don't matter. Money won't do me no good. Nor him neither. Only get him in jail.
Come on, hand it over.
Sorry business ain't been so good. $12.42.
Keep it changed.
Well, now.
That's your tip. You, is that your car outside?
Yes, it is.
Come on, you're going to drive.
I?
I'm sorry, I never learned to drive a car. Come on.
See? I told
you. Shut up, you.
It's all right, Mr. Miller. Don't worry.
Come on, let's go.
Goodbye, Mr. Miller.
Oh, wait a minute. Where's your phone?
In there, in the bedroom.
Show me. You.
Yes?
You keep in front of me. Ladies first, I always say.
There it is, but it's out of order.
Yeah. It's out of order now.
What did you whip that out for?
It'll cost me plenty.
Shut up.
To get
Come on, you. Let's get going.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Pop.
Yeah?
You can charge the sandwich.
Oh, smart, ain't you? Well, don't worry. This is robbery and kidnapping. They'll catch up with you and then...
Yeah. Get wet?
Not very much. Now, which way do you want to go?
Which way were you going?
East.
Well, then go east. I don't want to take you out of your way.
Oh, that's very nice of you.
Yeah, isn't it? You know, you don't have to be afraid of me. I don't have a gun in my pocket. It's just a stick of wood.
Yes, I know.
You know? How did you know?
Because I know you are just a frightened young man, afraid of life. Which way now?
What?
We are at the crossroad. Which way now?
Right, left, I don't care.
Why don't you tell me to turn back so you can return the old man's money?
I told you before, go right or go left. I don't care. Wherever you want.
Do you mean to say that you have no destination, no place to go?
Me? No.
What has happened to you? You have no place to go to. You keep going from. You're running away from...
Look, were you ever in prison?
Not exactly.
Well, I was a year and a half ago. I served 3 months for shoplifting. Petty larceny, they call it.
Why did you shoplift?
That's just it. I didn't.
Then why are you so bitter now that was a year and a half ago?
Because I can't get a job. I'm an ex-convict. It's written in steel numbers on my record. Sure, I get work. Maybe a day passes, maybe a week. They find out and I hit the road again. Oh, I wish I could get out of this country.
You wish you could get out? I have been trying for months to get my brother into this country. But he is very sick and they won't let him in.
Yeah, that's too bad.
He's in Mexico waiting. I wish you could have been there to see all those people from all over Europe waiting and hoping. Because they know that once they get into the United States, they are safe.
I know what they think. America, the land of golden opportunity. America, the land of plenty.
You know what they think. You have suffered one miserable little injustice. You can't get a job. So you think they are wrong about America. Of course, there are some injustices. There was the Dust Bowl and the sharecroppers. So you think America is dying. It is you who are wrong. You should be forced to spend just 1 year where I come from. You would know then what it means, this United States.
Well, what do you want me to do, stand up and cheer just because I'm an American, even if I can't get work?
Did you ever think to tell anyone you had been in prison before you asked for a job? Did you tell them why? Did you?
Oh, what good would that do?
What good? What's the use of living in a free country if you refuse to use its freedoms? You fill yourself with bitterness, resentment, and hate, and declare war on your own country, your own little individual war. Europe was like that. That's what killed it. Hate. You will lose, my friend. I'm sorry, but you will lose.
Okay.
What do you mean, okay?
Turn around. Give him back his lousy $12.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Hello there. Anybody home?
Doesn't seem to be here.
Do you think he went into town?
No, not in this rain. Anyway, he wouldn't leave the lights on.
Maybe he's in his bedroom.
Don't expect me to make any speeches to him. What's the matter?
Come here. Is he
dead? Yeah. His heart must have quit on him.
Oh, no. The poor old man.
Oh, look. Must have hit his head on the bed as he went down.
Oh, and he wanted to die in Ohio.
That's a pretty nasty cut.
Well, we'd better go into town and tell the police.
Crazy? I gotta get out of here.
But we can't just leave him lying there.
Well, look, I'm an ex-convict. They'd pin this on me. They'd say I killed him.
That's nonsense. No one was killed.
Oh, yeah, they'd mix you up in it, too.
But we can't leave him here like this.
We've got to.
Oh, please stop being afraid.
Look, there was a holdup, right?
Yes, but I can explain.
Oh, you're going to explain the telephone ripped off the wall.
The telephone?
Yes, the telephone. He wanted to call the police. There was a fight. I hit him. Don't you see how it would look?
Oh, yes, I see. But we...
Hey.
What's that?
It's a car outside.
No.
I see your car. The lights on.
Oh, I thought I was still being afraid when I came to this country.
Don't answer the door. Oh, it's too late now. They're in.
But they'll believe us. In this country, they'll believe us.
We'll be back in just a moment with Act Two of the Skippy Hollywood Theater's presentation of Return to America, starring Miss Ginger Rogers. But right now, let's listen to Van Desitel.
If putting up a lunch for a youngster in school is a recurring, time-consuming bother, perhaps the only way you can completely lick that problem is to take the boy or girl out of school. Not that we advocate such a drastic measure, but it's for sure Skippy Peanut Butter is not going to do away with all your lunchbox headaches. But it can help, and help a lot. In the first place, Skippy tastes exactly like plump, selected, freshly roasted peanuts. And show me the youngster who isn't particularly fond of that flavor. Second, Skippy sandwiches are the world's easiest sandwiches to make. You never have to stir Skippy because it has no oil separation. It's so smooth, it spreads as easily as fresh creamery butter. And you'll never encounter the annoyance of having to throw away a partly used jar, for Skippy stays fresh and sweet and easily spread to the last spoonful. Third, Skippy sandwiches give your youngsters valuable protein and vitamin B nourishment. You'll find Skippy is a real pantry pal, not only for sandwiches, but for light suppers, hurry-up lunches, and many occasions. Try Skippy soon, won't you?
The Skippy Hollywood Theater is presenting Miss Ginger Rogers as the girl in Return to America.
Yeah, Miller was 67. Probably did have a bad heart. Might have died of it. Then again, might have been a blow on the head that finished him.
Can't you tell for sure, Mr. Sheriff?
Young lady, there's nothing you can tell for sure. Of course, it don't make no difference to you two. You wasn't there when he died, you said.
I tell you, he was alive when we left.
You didn't know he had his savings hid in his bedroom?
No.
You didn't follow him when he went to the phone to call the police?
He didn't go to the phone at all. I made him show me where it was.
It ain't possible now that you knocked him down when he refused to tell you where his savings was hid.
I told you they'd do this
to us. No, you mustn't feel that way. Mr. Sheriff, please believe me. We were miles away when Mr. Miller died.
Right after the holdup, you left in your car?
Yes.
You'd never seen this young man before in your life?
No, never.
Yet you wasn't afraid to drive off with him?
Well, no,
you said you even suspected he wasn't really carrying the gun.
Oh, yes. You see, I thought I might be able to help him.
I'll say you helped him, all right.
So you drove over 20 miles in a rainstorm and then turned around to give back $12.
Yes, Mr. Coroner, we did.
You must like driving in the rain.
The man in the next town where we bought the gas, he told you we stopped there. He told you we were heading east.
In a rainstorm, it'd be a simple matter to fake that.
Oh, please. Please believe us.
You're a very convincing young woman. But it isn't easy to believe you reformed that ex-convict while you were driving 20 miles in a rainstorm.
At the inquest, you stated you influenced this ex-convict to return the money.
Must you keep calling him that? He wasn't guilty.
He is an ex-convict, isn't he? Please answer my question, yes or no.
Yes.
You knew he was an ex-convict, didn't you?
Yes.
You have a brother, a refugee in Mexico, haven't you?
Yes.
If you had money enough, you could get him into this country, couldn't you?
Yes.
Mr. Miller's savings would have been enough, wouldn't he?
I didn't know that.
That's all, thank you. Your Honor, the prosecution rests.
Please, may we be alone? Sit down by me. Oh, take my hand.
Are you very tired?
No, it's the way they stare at us in that courtroom.
It'll soon be over.
Yes, soon.
You know where I was going when I met you?
Where?
Out to California. I wanted to see California.
Oh, it's very beautiful. Fantastic colors, like a child's painting.
Yeah, I guess I never did believe I'd get there.
Tomorrow, when they tell us, you'll hold my hand tight, won't you?
Yes, I will. You know I love you.
Yes, I know.
The poets say that lovers are brave, not afraid to die together. When I found you, I wanted to tear mountains down to make valleys for us to walk through. But I'm not brave. Now I feel cheated.
I want to say, no, don't talk like that. But the words won't come because I feel cheated, too.
I did this to you.
Over there, I could understand this. Even when they arrested my father, even I said, yes, they will kill him. But here it should be different. Must they say we are guilty because you are an ex-convict and I am a foreigner? That is too simple. It makes individual justice helpless. How can we answer such a thing?
Please, don't cry.
No. Tell me, what would we have done in California?
Well, first we'd drive all over and see everything. That'd be our honeymoon.
Yes.
Then when all your money was gone, I'd get a job.
Maybe we could open a little gas station and lunchroom on the highway. I can cook.
You can? There's no trick to running a gas pump. Yeah. Yeah, it could have been a swell idea.
Oh, my darling, hold me close. Tell me not to be afraid. Tell me not to be afraid.
Gentlemen of the jury, mind you, this from a girl who has seen robbery and murder become a part of everyday living. And she, this girl, would have us believe that she, a foreigner, a refugee, reformed an ex-convict...
They will not believe us.
...in a space of 40 minutes, just by lecturing him on the American way, she reformed him.
They will not believe us.
And this man, this criminal, by the record, served a sentence for one crime. How many others did he commit for which he did not pay?
Guilty.
He claimed he ripped the telephone from the wall. They drove away.
Guilty.
But isn't it more likely that when the deceased tried to call the police, he was torn away from the telephone?
Guilty.
And he was hurled to the floor.
Guilty.
And thrown against the bed, thereby receiving the blow that killed him.
Guilty.
No. You cannot do this thing.
Your Honor.
Please let me speak. Just once. Without having to answer yes or no to questions. Questions that convict me before I answer. May I thank you for giving me a trial? Where I come from, there are no trials. The laws of your United States call such trials as this hearings. The guilty as well as the innocent must be heard. You are listening to us, this man and me, but you are not hearing. You do not hear the two doctors who said Mr. Miller died of heart failure. You do not hear me when I tell you that Mr. Miller told me he would not live to see another spring. You only hear what this doctor says. He says he might have died from a blow on the head. You do not hear the man from the next town who said we were headed east. You only hear the prosecuting attorney who said we could fake that. You will not hear us when we tell you why we came back to Mr. Miller's. You only hear that one of us is an ex-convict and the other a refugee. Yes, I am a refugee. Do you know what it is to hope that you will be allowed to live in your country, to be free to walk the streets, even in a shabby clothes, so long as you walk without fear? If you could but realize this, you would know that no one who has a chance to become a citizen here would risk that chance for anything in the world. Nothing. Nothing is worth the chance of being sent back there. You are thinking. Yes, you are thinking. I'm praising your land to save my life. You think that way because you are Americans. Americans take their country and all it means for granted. You forget what made it great. Justice. Justice made it great. Individual justice. individual freedom, individual opportunity. Your great laws protect the individual from the majority, protect his rights even from his own government. And if you lose faith in these great laws, you will lose faith in the individual man. And when you lose faith in a man and his rights, you are stabbing your America in the heart. Please, please, I beg you, hear us in our innocence. Not just this man and me, but everyone who comes before you asking for your faith. Hear us with your heart. For if you do not keep your hearts open to justice for the individual, for the innocent, you can never keep your country free. And this country, who should know better than I? This country is the last, best hope of earth.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, we have your verdict. This court commends you on your just and true decision, rendered not alone in accordance with the facts in this case, but in the full spirit of your country. Not guilty. Case dismissed.
Curtain falls on the second act of Return to America, starring Miss Ginger Rogers, who returns in just a moment.
Skippy peanut butter stays fresh and sweet and easily spread to the last spoonful at the bottom of the jar. Old-style peanut butter sometimes becomes dry, sticky, and almost impossible to spread when you've used about two-thirds of the jar. But let me repeat, Skippy peanut butter stays fresh and sweet and easily spread to the very last spoonful. Because of this and other points of superiority, Skippy has become America's largest selling peanut butter. It's a fact. If you like peanuts, you'll like Skippy. And here's our director, Les Mitchell.
And here's our hostess, Leela Rogers, with our star, Miss Ginger Rogers. Miss Rogers, I move that we declare this program the tops of our series.
And I second that motion. It was beautiful, dear.
Thank you, Mother, and thank you, Mr. Mitchell. You know, Les, I owe you a debt of gratitude for prodding my Lily out of her shell and persuading her to do this series for you.
Well, I...
Did you know, Ginger, that we have Leela as the star of her own play on our next program?
Yes, I told her.
Yes, she told me, and I'm very glad. You see, I've always known my mother was a good actress as well as a past master at teaching and discovering talent, but I could never get to first base in my argument. She always claimed she had too much else to do.
Well, I remember that she played your mother in the major and the minor.
But it was like pulling teeth to convince her she should. I thought she was wonderful. Incidentally, she played it on the air with me, too.
Now, come, I want to get a word in edgewise. Les, you're going to see Ginger in a new picture soon. She just finished it.
Incidentally, about Lily's play for next week, I hope you're not thinking that your selection of a zany mother role for my Lily is a typecasting.
Oh, heavens, no. That is...
On second thought, maybe you're right. Being in show business with so many different temperaments does make
all
one of the...
All right,
little...
you mm-hmm. two. That's about enough.
Mm-hmm. Well, we were only kidding, Mommy. You see, your story for next week, I understand, is very amusing, and I know you'll be wonderful in it.
Well, I don't know how wonderful I'll be, but I do like this story, and I'll love doing it.
And we'll love it, too. Now I want to say thanks to both of you for this grand half hour. I wish we could do it all over again.
I do, too, Les. Before I go, I want to thank Ira Gossell for his fine acting opposite me and the rest of the cast for their fine cooperation. And, Mother, lots of luck next week. I'll be listening.
Well, thank you, darling. Bye for now.
And goodbye, Mom. Goodbye, Les.
Thank you, Ginger Rogers. Next week, be sure to be with us when Leela Rogers stars in The Check.
In the cast, you heard our star, Miss Ginger Rogers as the girl, Griff Barnett as the old man, Ira Grossell as the young man, Malcolm McCoy as the coroner, Herbert Butterfield as the district attorney, Fred Howard as the sheriff. Return to America was written by Arthur Lawrence and Bruce Powell, produced and directed by Les Mitchell, who is here also as your host.
Thank you for being our guest, and we hope you'll be with us next week.
Musical score was composed and conducted by Del Castillo. Be sure to listen each week and hear such stars as Leela Rogers, Virginia Bruce, George Kalouris, and many other great actors.